British Heart Foundation.
Is this one taken?
There you go. Okay, that's the pheromones. The, what is it called? It's a self-titled cassette. C26 on the Night People label. Out of St. Paul, Minnesota. Of course, the band proper, the pheromones, out of the UK. And I have to admit, I should check out more stuff on the Night People label. That's quite the thing going on there. Maybe in the future. But, if I remember. Anyways, next on the... Well, we had the Still Rankles on Convulsive Records. And then, actually, it was all the same year, isn't it? We just heard the cassette. This came out in 2010. Before that, actually, there was an album called Between the Wine Shop and the Lido on High Class in 2007, but don't have that. Or the It Rankles in 2011. But we have a couple other things from 2011. Obviously, the Bard Rock I played a couple weeks back came out that year. And this one, a mini album. Actually, a lot of mini albums, isn't there? The... all these little tiny labels. Monophonus Press for Bar Rock, which was a couple weeks back, as I mentioned. And this one here we're going to feature now. My Mind is on the Anti-Climb Paint on the 1C Records, which came out in 2011. Apparently the... Yeah. This is a UK label out of Plymouth. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I don't know. Does it have some cross? There's a couple of the bands on this label seem to also be on the American label, Night People. Yeah, anyways, I'm just trying to figure that out. We have, we're going to hear 7 songs off of this. Limp to the Scope, 1 and 2, Light Blue Faces, Sabre Grease Theme, I'm pronouncing that right, Chiltern Clubman, Skeleton Staff, Newsagent Hop, Conviction, Street 1 and 2 here, and anyways, the Pheromones. They put out a ton of records. EPs, 7 inches, mini albums, a pile of a Sweet Rock label, Clandestine. They have their own label called the Savory Days. Sort of on, you just whip them out. You can hear the aesthetics, very lo-fi almost. And, the lyricist for the band is Russell Walker. And according to these notes, sort of dry observational musings that sort of almost like a diary-like path throughout the songs. You hear that. There's also a band member called the Mad-Headed Octogram. There you go. Here on CKW 95.9 in Winnipeg, I'm out to the moon.
Mm-hmm. change. Glastonbury mother.
Grovel to a man.
Italian sounding crap. Us insignificant release. By alcohol we're fortified, limping through the calendar, grey visions collapsing. Just keep them away. These sportsmen and women. Thank you.
spoke like a ninja turtle. I was acclimatized to the glen, depressed to my boots. It's 7:30, Conviction Street. Changing my future by lying about my past. It's 7:30, Conviction Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. 35 minutes after 2 in the morning, Central Standard Time. I think... Is this the last... Yeah, whatever. Yeah, we had the, Pheromones, the mini album, the 12-inch. My mind is on the anti-climb paint. After that, well, it was the Bar Rock album, but we heard that already a couple weeks back. So, the last album, they put out like 4 releases that year, 2011. Darby Jones and Foster is another 12-inch album on Clandestine Records. Recorded at the Bunker in London, and there we are. We had where did we go? There we are. TA's in the in Peacetime. Part 1, Beautiful Crank Call, Drinks Carriage, Darby Jones and Foster, the title track, which is the 4th cut, Shades Should Be Banned, The Cook Report, On the Wreck Again, 7 Weekly Stupors, The Boyvro Boys, Boyvro being like a, sort of like a, how would you call it, like a, Boyvro, it was like a, oh, that's our night. I can't remember what the hell's. Bullion. Like soup face type stuff. You get a mug of soup. So, anyways, Baldock Rib Shack. A Hero's Welcome. The 11th and final cut on the album. And here it is. CKW95.9 FM Winnipeg. Try and see what I can find to drink around here or eat. We'll be right back.
Thank you. stand your absence. And I've always had an inkling geared towards oblivion. And I've always had suspicions that I don't have a function.
Beware those groovy guys who say ocean instead of sea.